Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that Tell Us Something are true. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 22nd, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Nine storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Bad Advice. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Angela Miller and is titled, Oh Balls, Don't Just Take the Antibiotics. Thanks for listening.
I'm actually relief batting for my husband. My husband Clint was supposed to be here tonight. He couldn't make it. So if you are tweeting this hashtag, we love Clint, and give him a little bit of shit, because he was the one who was supposed to be here. But something about marriage vows and being relief batters puts me here. So here I am, relief batting for Clint. So. Let me tell you a little bit about Clint. Clint is crazy about Twitter, and I never really got on the Twitter hook thing. He kind of poked me in the side, you got to get a Twitter account. I said, oh, no, I don't. I've lived my whole life without this. Why do I need this? But he's way into it. He's got 2,781 followers, which I'm not really good at math, but that's way more people than there are in this room tonight. So when you have that many people on social media and something maybe goes a little awry and that's tweeted to 2,781 people, it breaks the internet. Now, maybe one Twitter account doesn't break the internet, but it does put a pretty significant ripple in it. So this is one part social media and one part about our lives for the last couple months. And it's funny, it's not funny, and there's some bad advice in there. So a few months ago, Clint starts coughing, just this horrendous, awful, nagging cough. And being the supportive wife that I am, I said, if you don't fucking go to the doctor, I'm gonna kill you because I can't wake up another night to you coughing. So after my very persuasive argument for him to go to the doctor, he does, and he leaves with his token prescription for antibiotics, because I think if you show up with a cough and you have a temperature roughly in the 90s, you get a prescription for antibiotics. It's just kind of the thing. And he takes his antibiotics. They tell him he's going to be fine. Here you go. This goes on for about 6 months, in and out, new antibiotics, more coughing, more threats of murder. Me contemplating if orange really is my color, do I want to serve a life sentence for stabbing my husband in his sleep for coughing? And the answer is obviously not. Purple is kind of more my color. So this goes on for months. And finally, we have a little lover's quarrel. Some people call it a fight. I call it a lover's quarrel. And he goes to the doctor, and she says, huh, maybe we should do some imaging, because as it turns out, those antibiotics didn't really do anything for you at all. And that's exactly what happens. So he goes to the doctor, or the emergency room. Well, take your pick. There's some doctors there, so I guess that qualifies. And after 6 or 7 rousing hours of blowing up latex gloves, trying to find all sorts of great ways to amuse yourself in the emergency room, of which there are about one, and that's blowing up gloves. They did some imaging on him, and it was not good. It was the kind of not good where the radiologist takes one look at the image and just goes, fuck. And as it turned out, Clint had cancer. So clearly, we have now entered the upper level of, maybe antibiotics isn't going to do the trick. The guy could have been taking Altoids for really all the good it was doing him. And as it turns out, Altoids have far better side effects, like good breath. So life gets a little complicated at this point. And they admit Clint, and they schedule him for surgery, because as it turns out, this cancer came from his balls. This is the Lance Armstrong cancer. Oh, ball jokes galore. Lefty's trying to kill me. I've got one ball, you know, like those Uniball pens. I'm their new spokesman. And I'm like, oh, this is great. We've got tumor humor. Dun-dun-dunch. So find humor whenever you can. So anyway, so that's how this cancer journey started for our family. On the bad advice of, just take antibiotics and you'll be okay. Nope. There's some truth to that if you don't have cancer. So we're crying, we're laughing, we've got tumor jokes, we're getting all the platitudes that, you know, you're going to beat this. So about the time Clint gets whisked off into surgery and he's coming up with, you know, one ball jokes and he just thinks this is great. And I'm going, this is not great. You have cancer. There's nothing great about this. I grab his phone, and I said, now listen, I'm not really into this Twitter bullshit, but you are. Do you want me to let your people, your disciples, your tribe, your posse, do you want me to kind of let them know what's going on? And he goes, yeah, why don't you do that? And so I tweet, and boy, I came into the 21st century in 140 characters. Hey, folks, this is Angela, and Clint has cancer. What do you say? And the internet breaks down. So it was kind of a touching moment, because now I've taken the reins for Clint in what might as well be like the Millennium Falcon of the Twitter. I'm like, whoa, how do you drive this thing? Like, I don't even know. I get 140 characters, and I get to say anything? Like, this is great. Like, to 271 people, even better. So Clint goes into surgery. He comes out. Now we call him Lefty. And things are going pretty well. He's doing his chemo. His hair falls out. I get to shave his head. I offer to shave my head. He says no. I say yes. Well, he won. So the social media thing really takes off. And we have these shirts now, we've got these wristbands now, we love Clint, because Clint's in a bad spot. You know, he has cancer, and that's really where the power of social media comes in, because if it were up to me, this weird, reclusive, 30-something-year-old who's like, what is this Twitter garbage? I don't even know what this is. You guys, nobody. They'd be like, oh, Clint's wife? Who the hell is that? But this guy, he's got it. You know, he's large and in charge, and he's got this Twitter persona and ball cancer. So here we've got, oh man, who better to be the spokesperson for ball cancer? I mean, besides Lance Armstrong, than Clint fucking Miller, who has not only ball cancer, but 2,781 people, and they're tweeting and retweeting. And this is the wrong... the wrong thing to affix to 2,781 people. But the reality of cancer is that it's very expensive. And we did fall on hard times, of course, because he's not working and I'm not working and I'm trying to take care of him, and we've got this mortgage payment and bills and cancer bills and kids and a dog and cars and all of these things that people, adults apparently, spend their money on. Because, as Mark said, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And apparently they spend a lot of money on tuition, too. So social media really becomes Clint's go-to for emotional support, which, as his wife, I could cross my arms over my chest and I could be like, huh, well, what do they got that I don't got? But the reality is that they actually do have something that I don't have. And it's not the vows, it's certainly not my dashingly good looks. It's a certain amount of just being anonymous. And I kind of fell into that too, because when I was at my worst for his cancer, I could kind of retreat into 140 characters and anonymously just go, you know, guys, I'm really having a hard time with Clint having cancer, and I'm really uncertain about the future and where this is going to lead. So the reality is that it all comes back to this advice of Well, just take the antibiotics and you'll be okay. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it will be okay. But it won't always be okay. Because antibiotics, they're great. I've had them, you've probably had them. I think everybody's had them at least once in their life. But when it comes to cancer, when it comes to your body, I'm kind of getting off track here. This is the good advice and the bad advice. The good advice is, you know, you gotta listen to your body. You gotta know what is and is not right for you. And after 6 months of coughing and your wife threatening to murder you and coming up with plans as to where she could hide your body in 47 of the, you know, 50 states, that's relatively bad advice. So if I could give you any bad advice, don't just take the antibiotics, run off to the pharmacy, turn the other cheek and go, no, I'm gonna be okay. Because the reason Clint's not here tonight is because he died from that. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm relief batting. That's our story. Don't just take the antibiotics. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela. Angela Miller is a 30-something Seattle-born Montana transplant. She is the mother of two wonderful boys, affectionately known as the A-Team, and one zany Labradork. She's passionate about cancer awareness, autism awareness, coffee and cookies, preferably with walnuts. Angela recently returned to school full-time to try to figure out what she wants to be when she grows up. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, and performance art. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients, dining made different. Performance schedules and menu at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began once again to host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. Event schedule at thewilma.com. The Trail 1033, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community. Featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music, they share a new Montana adventure each week with The Trail Well Traveled. Stream online at trail1033.com or tune in to 103.3 when you're in Missoula. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Kirsten Rohan. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and most especially to the storytellers Rachel Dierkin, Sean Hawkins, Angela Miller, Steve Gonzalez, Jeff Ducklow, Ethan Skye, Brock Knows, Melissa Lynn, and John Turk. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more about themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.